welcome. I just enjoy saying that so much that I've been saying it for well over 30 years right here on Your Breakthrough. And thank you for your support, your prayers that keep us right here, blessing you, your family, and the entire world. It's an honor, you know, to proclaim the good news of the gospel for so many years. It's made possible only because of friends like you. And again, I thank you. I always love interacting on social media with you, and you know those comments, those are really me. So let me read you this recent post from a very wonderful partner. She said, "Pastor Rod, you inspire me with your teaching and the passion you have for the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been a Breakthrough Covenant partner with you for over 2 decades now. God is faithful. Please pray. I'm the only one saved in my entire household of 6. Well, of course I'm praying every day for household salvation, not only for that dear partner, but for every partner that I have. Whether you've been a partner for 20 years or this may be your very first time enjoying Breakthrough. Whether you've been here forever or you just tuned in today, I've got a wonderful free gift, absolutely free, just for you. It's my verse by verse recording of the entire book of the Revelation, where the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is revealed to John in all of his glory. Every word is meant according to God's word to bless you. And I can't wait for you to get your hands on it. It's my free, absolutely free gift to you today. You can receive yours, just call that toll-free number right there on your screen, or just log on at rodparsley.com and request your free copy.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, the book Satan has opposed for centuries. Discover the Son of God's declaration of himself through a verse-by-verse examination from Dr. Rod Parsley. There's not a word missing in this roadmap through the end of the age. It's Dr. Parsley's free gift to you. Receive this free gift on CD and digital download. Call the number on your screen or visit rodparsley.com and ask for your audio copy of the Book of Revelation.
You see, Mephibosheth had no idea that there was a covenant that was still in force between himself and King David, but David knew it. Can I tell you today that you may not know what belongs to you, but there is a God in heaven and a King Jesus sitting beside him, and they know everything that belongs to you. Now you remember that David, that little peach fuzz-faced boy tending his father's sheep, slayed the mighty Goliath. And then Abner, and now Abner was King Saul's cousin. And Abner was also the commander-in-chief of the armies of Israel. He brought David after the slaughter of Goliath to King Saul. Abner, Saul's cousin, brought him to the king and said, "What do you think about this boy?" And Saul was really, really impressed with David. Now let's pick up the narrative in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. I'll read a little bit more than I'm accustomed to, but here we go. "And it came to pass when David had made an end of speaking to Saul, that the soul of Jonathan," Saul's son, get that, Saul's son Jonathan's soul was knit with the soul of David. And your Bible said that Jonathan loved David as his own soul. Saul said to David on that day that he would no longer let him go back to his father's house. And Jonathan
stripped himself of his robe, making a covenant. Jonathan and David cut covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan then stripped himself of his garments, of his robe, and he gave it to David, even to his sword and his bow and his girdle. Now this passage, my dear beloved brother and sister, is one of the greatest stories of true and lasting friendship found anywhere in your Bible. Very soon thereafter, King Saul and Jonathan both were slain in battle by the Philistines over on Mount Gilboa. At 30 years of age, David ascended to the throne of Israel. The first thing that he did would help a lot of American politicians. The first thing that David did when he became king of Israel was to secure his borders, because without a border, you do not have a nation. One of his first acts of king there as king thereafter are this, 2 Samuel 9:1. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left?" Watch, of the house of Saul or Jonathan, David now saying, "that I may show him covenant kindness," watch this, "for Jonathan's sake." Well, there was a former servant of King Saul. His name was Ziba. He was identified to David as one of Jonathan's direct sons. His name was Mephibosheth. You see, Mephibosheth had no idea that there was a covenant that was still in force between himself and King David, but David knew it. Can I tell you today that you may not know what belongs to you, but there is a God in heaven and a King Jesus sitting beside him, and they know everything that belongs to you. David knew it. They've always been in Lodabar, and they have no idea there is anything but Lodabar. Some of you have been in poverty for generations and have no idea that you can have more. Some of you said, "My grandfather had a heart attack, my father had a heart attack, so I guess I'll die of a heart attack." Why don't you change families? Why don't you loose the chains? Why don't you break free? Why don't you make that generational curse of drug addiction end with you? God never intends for you to settle down, settle for, or settle in. Tweet that. Refuse to be refused. Deny to be denied. Lay hold on the promise of God. Well, I think everybody will agree the first half of 2020 has left an indelible mark on every one of us. And like so many, I'm sure you may be feeling a lot like Mephibosheth. That's the reason the Holy Spirit inspired me to preach this message just for you. He found himself living in a desolate place, devoid of hope, no peace, no provision. In reality, he was positioned, though, for the greatest blessing of his life. His father, Jonathan, made a covenant with King David for his provision. And right now, you have a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ that you can call on in every time of trouble. When you need a supernatural turnaround, this covenant with God is there for you. And you and I know we serve a faith God, and everything he does in the earth begins with a seed. That seed sown in faith and wrapped tightly in expectancy. And that's why I want to encourage you to take a step of faith toward your supernatural turnaround with the seed that God has already placed in your hand. It's the evidence, that seed,
of your faith in God to release his blessings that already belong to you. After all, you're a king's kid. It's not the amount of the seed that moves the heart or the hand of God, but rather the faith that's required to sow it. For you, that may be a seed of $40. For others, perhaps $100. For others, even more. But whatever the Holy Spirit lays on your heart to sow today, make sure that it's a representation of your faith in God to turn your circumstances around. When you sow a seed of any size, I want you to have today's message, invitation to sit at the king's table. I want you to have the whole thing. You only got to hear a little taste of it today. When you sow a supernatural turnaround seed today of only $40 or more, I also want to send you my timeless classic book, No More Crumbs, an invitation to sit and feast at the king's table. It's practical teaching from God's word that'll help you step right in to your supernatural turnaround. Now, I know you can't wait to get your copy. So sow that $40 seed today. Help me spread the kingdom of God, salvation through Jesus Christ, healing and deliverance around the world when you support this global ministry. It's time for your turnaround. So write to me, call the number on your screen, or log on, rodparsley.com.
The grandson of King Saul, Mephibosheth, received a supernatural turnaround because of the covenant between King David and Mephibosheth's father, Jonathan.
That I may show him covenant kindness, watch this, for Jonathan's sake.
You have been given a place with royalty because of the covenant of Christ. As you sow a supernatural turnaround seed, you can be eligible for a harvest of blessings under a covenant of divine favor. There is a seed that changes everything, one that can produce a supernatural turnaround. Sow a supernatural turnaround seed of $40 or more, and Dr. Rod Parsley will bless you his message of overflowing favor and unexpected abundance. Plus, if you call today, we'll also include one of Dr. Rod Parsley's most requested books, No More Crumbs. It's all yours with a supernatural turnaround seed of $40 or more.
Don't you ever, ever again in your life let your dialogue be what might have been.
Your seed of $40 to $100 or more can produce an unexpected miracle and a place of favor for you and your family. Sow your very best seed before this program ends. Dr. Rod Parsley is praying for your supernatural turnaround and will bless your turnaround seed of any size with his new message, Invitation to Sit at the King's Table. Call the number on your screen or sow securely online and get ready for your supernatural turnaround.
Well, I've said it before, but that's never stopped me from repeating it. With every passing day, I am more and more convinced that Valor Christian College is destined to become the tip of the spear that will produce a great revival that could well lead to a third great awakening. It's why I've added three brand new scholarships to make it as easy as possible for you to become equipped to be a vital part of this great revival. Valor Christian College is fully accredited. Financial aid is also available. And for the first time in 30 years, I'll be teaching a foundational course for this entire ministry entitled Legacy, Repairers of the Breach, an entire semester on legacy with me. Now, classes begin on August 24th, so don't put it off, not another minute. Call that number. It's right there on your screen. Listen now. Your obedience right now to pick up that phone may change your trajectory
in God for the rest of your life. Or you can go to valorcollege.edu, valorcollege.edu. There are applications there, all the information you need for Valor Christian College, where world changers are being made.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing.
Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Enroll today, Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
Mephibosheth was staring out his door on his little crutches and his broken legs, his own stench wafting up under his own nostrils. And he noticed a little puff of cloud way off in the distance. He thought, who in the world could be coming with an entourage large enough to create such an upheaval? Well, nobody ever came to Lodabar. A dark, cold shiver ran down his crooked little spine. He was instantly paralyzed with fear. This was it. They'd finally found him. They'd surely execute him on the spot. In a silent rage, he cursed his own infirmity. Were it not for those crippled legs, he might be able to run and escape. Isn't there always an excuse? As it was, he just shuffled around in that filthy little hut, looking for a place he might hide, but quickly realized that there was nowhere to hide in that horrible, horrible little hovel. They'd surely find him, just like he was. Suddenly, robust, gravelly voices screamed out his name, Mephibosheth, you shameful thing. And an arm reached under that table, pulled him out and sentenced him to appear in the presence of King David in Jerusalem. What a nightmare that journey must have been. His imagination, like a movie screen, kept playing over and over all kinds of hideous scenarios that were sure to befall him in the presence of his mortal enemy, King David. Perhaps they'd play with him like a cat does with a mouse. Certainly, they'd abuse him and prayerfully, mercifully, they might release his body from its torments in death. In that moment, maybe where you are right now, living is making dying look easy. Well, they showed up at the palace, sure enough. King David out on the steps of the portico, waiting for him. Mephibosheth couldn't do anything but fall prostrate before David, his face to the floor. But when the king spoke, somehow he found the strength to look up at him. He could hear his ears, though muffled. He thought he heard the king say something about his father and a covenant. The next thing he knew, King David reached his arm down to help him stand on those crooked limbs. And out of the corner of his eye, Mephibosheth saw a scar. Immediately, his mind ran back to when his father Jonathan would wrap his arms around him in King Saul's palace. His father had the same mark in his wrist, but going the other direction. Someone, somewhere, had made provision for him before he ever had a need. Something was happening. Something was stirring, something greater than he even dared believe. He said, I remember. You know what I remember today? I remember a time when life had beaten me down so severely.
that I couldn't lift up my head by reason of the weight of the disappointment of my own life and my sinfulness before God. I knelt down at an altar of prayer. I remember another nail-pierced wrist, reaching down to lift me up. And when I looked up, I saw a cross and a bleeding, suffering, sighing, dying Savior. And he said, I'm doing this for you. I'm making a covenant between myself and God Himself. And he said, of no strength of your own, but because of the love of God the Father and Christ His Son, you're an heir. If you give us your filthy rags, we'll give you a robe of righteousness. If you give us your brokenness, we'll give you our strength and might. All the blessings that were bestowed upon Mephibosheth were breathtaking. He would have peace. He would have provision. David said to him, I'm going to give you, you filthy, shameful, little broken creature. I preserved all the lands that King Saul and his family owned. Here's the title deed. And he handed it to that bent little man. David said, get these rags off of him. He's now an heir of mine. He's once again the son of a king. Take him, bathe him, put brand new clothes on him, put him on a seat, and you six carry him to dinner tonight. He's gonna eat at the king's table for the rest of his life. Mephibosheth looked at those boys, those big, tall soldiers, and he said, yeah, and don't drop me on the way. I'm a king's kid. At this halfway point of 2020, you've got a decision to make. Are you going to settle right there where you are with what you have, or are you going to get up? Are you going to take your rightful place at the table of the King of Kings, a position of overflowing peace and supernatural provision? That's where you belong. So let me encourage you right now, mix your giving with your praying. Cornelius did it in your Bible. Hannah did it in your Bible and received a mighty outpouring of God's blessing. Sow a seed today that is evidence of your faith for God to supernaturally now turn your situation around. I'm agreeing with you. Perhaps the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about a seed of $40, $100, or for some even more. I'm believing that this very moment is for a select group of partners who'll hear the voice of God within my voice, a voice of clarity, and respond with an uncommon seed of $1,000 or more. That's not for everybody, but it is for someone that I'm speaking to right now. And you know that your faith is attached to that seed for your turnaround when you and I agree today. Now remember, your miracle manifests by what God does when you simply obey. So do that right now. Call that toll-free number on your screen or just log on at rodparsley.com.
or write to me, but make sure you don't miss this moment when your faith is truly activated by putting it off. And always, always be sure to include your most urgent prayer request. Now, I need that before August 2nd. August 2nd, because that's a very, very special day when the Holy Spirit has led me to release my faith with yours for your supernatural turnaround.
The grandson of King Saul, Mephibosheth, received a supernatural turnaround because of the covenant between King David and Mephibosheth's father, Jonathan.
That I may show him covenant kindness. Watch this, for Jonathan's sake.
You have been given a place with royalty because of the covenant of Christ. As you sow a supernatural turnaround seed, you can be eligible for a harvest of blessings under a covenant of divine favor. There is a seed that changes everything, one that can produce a supernatural turnaround. Sow a supernatural turnaround seed of $40 or more, and Dr. Rod Parsley will bless you his message of overflowing favor and unexpected abundance. Plus, if you call today, we'll also include one of Dr. Rod Parsley's most requested books, No More Crumbs. It's all yours with a supernatural turnaround seed of $40 or more.
Don't you ever, ever again in your life let your dialogue be what might have been.
Your seed of $40 to $100 or more can produce an unexpected miracle and a place of favor for you and your family. Sow your very best seed before this program ends. Dr. Rod Parsley is praying for your supernatural turnaround and will bless your turnaround seed of any size with his new message, Invitation to Sit at the King's Table. Call the number on your screen or sow securely online and get ready for your supernatural turnaround.
Well, if you really enjoyed today's message, I know that you're going to love the ministry I'm sharing on Rod Parsley Now. It's this broadcast ministry's brand new outreach. I launched it specifically to reach a brand new generation of believers with God's eternal word in a fresh and exciting way. Set a reminder on your phone for Friday night, July 17th. Friday night, July 17th, when I'll bring you my message, I Know When Jesus Is Coming Back. The end of the age is a lot closer than you think, so invite someone to watch with you and tune in Friday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, July 17th. Until next time, I'll be right here, like always, believing for your supernatural turnaround.